Hello, Nathan.
Oh, hi, Nathan. Nathan, it's Paul calling you back. Yeah. I'm not sure what happened with that other call. It didn't even disconnect, but at some point I could not hear you at all.
Me? Yeah, I was talking, and then I tried to ask your question, and I couldn't hear nothing either. But yeah, it's a month-to-month, no contract, nothing like that.
Correct.
There's no fees if you get out or nothing like that.
Okay.
And then, like I said, and now I'm planning on, and weird, what was your name? You said Paul?
It is Paul. Yeah.
Okay. I put, like I said, my plan is to stay with y'all for literally, if everything works out, I'd love to just I retire. You know what I mean? Like, no joke. Like I'm trying to get a relationship with someone, because like I said, like I said, all them people they've lost that to get me out is like 300, because some of them's been like a couple $100 or whatever, and if they just get me out of a couple $100, like if they did their job a little bit, they could have got so much more. I don't know, but yes, sir. And I'm kind of, after we got off here, I kind of looked y'all up and looked at y'all's reviews and all that, and everybody, and they seem to be really, really good on there, so everybody said,
we've got over 500 five-star reviews.
I've seen that.
Our clients that give it a shot love it. Like I said, we've been doing it since 2004, so for over 18 years. That's a long time for any company in any industry, but for search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet, I mean, that's a young industry, and 18 years is a long time. Actually, on April 17th, a few months back, I actually celebrated my 10-year anniversary.
Oh, no. I know a couple of companies I've talked to, and that's what they told me. They've been in business for like 5 and 6 years, and they were supposedly, I forget their names, but they were pretty big up in y'all's. And so you're right, there. Like one was like 8 years or something. I thought that was kind of, kind of like, no, because that's how long I've been in business too. But again, you're right. It's not it's just starting. You're right. It ain't been like crazy. People used to use phone books.
Most of these guys calling are a couple of guys in a basement, or a firm overseas or some startup that's been around for a year or less, right? But we've been around for a long time. When Google started looking for SEO companies, search engine optimization, digital marketing firms, when Google was looking to partner up with companies to provide these types of services to small and medium-sized businesses, we were one of the very first companies that joined that Google partnership. We had a proven track record of putting and keeping businesses on the first page in that local map. And, to this day, especially with Google's, updates and training, we're even more successful than ever in getting our clients the results that they're looking for. So I think when we got cut off, I was asking about the address that you would want your business to be branded, because it is Google verified at the 12-Park. And that's really the address that appears most frequently on the directory.
That's fine. That's it. And my thing is, I would like to kind of hide my address from people.
I'd like to. It should have been set up that way. Google prefers it that way, and we'll fix it. We'll hide that address, because if it's your residence, my understanding anyway is that your business is service-based. Obviously, you have to go to that property, that residence, or that commercial property to do the work, but no one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address, no brick-and-mortar, no showroom or anything like that where customers would ever go.
Oh, no, they don't need to. No, not at all.
You're service-based. You do the work at that place.
Exactly. Yep, at theirs, exactly. Yep.
And Google fully expects service-based businesses to be kind of run out of the truck, right? They wouldn't expect you to have an address. I mean, even if you had like an outside office where you did your paperwork, or a shop where you kept your equipment. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So we're
They've got my phone number. They can call me.
We're going to hide that address everywhere. So again, like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit. We'll make sure that the name is accurate, that there is no address. The phone number is the 540-683-4792. And then the website, now, is the domain going to stay the same, or is that going to change, the website that you're working on right now?
I mean, I would like to keep it and just transfer it over.
Because it's your business name, I would see,
yes,
of course, why you would want to keep it.
And it's mine.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah, because I paid for all that, like, it's all, like, whatever, so I can definitely transfer it over.
It's the,
And I was going to say, I hate to cut you off, but now, I can kind of, like, take some pictures, like kind of what I've got going on, on my website, and maybe I could email it to you,
yeah,
and maybe
you know,
could just glance over and tell me if I'm going on the right way.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, we are going to want you to email that kind of content to us and photos. And of course, you know, like I said, we're going to get in depth with talking to you about how you want to be branded, mission statement, motto. If you want to be known as, honorable, trustworthy, client satisfaction,
yes,
job one, knowledgeable, any of that stuff. Is it the allstartreecare01@gmail.com? Is that still a
yes, sir.
Website?
Yes, sir. And another thing I would like to do too, I've got like over 20 reviews on HomeAdvisor, and
okay,
I would like to bring them over and put them with my other ones. And I was talking to somebody and they said that's possible. I mean, it's you're able to do that. Is that true?
Now Google won't put reviews on your Google listing that are from anywhere else. They all do have to be Google reviews. Now, I don't know what that other person was trying to tell you or mislead you to think, but all those reviews that are on anybody's Google profile actually came from somebody with a Gmail email. So not only does it have to be coming from an active client that wrote that review, but they have to actually have a Gmail email account too.
Is there a way to link that? Is there a way to link
sure.
it to my website or something?
Yeah, we can do that. Anything you've already got going, we can connect to what we will do. So everything you've got going now is going to continue to work for you. It's going to reach a much larger target audience, especially if you've got good reviews elsewhere. We can have that on your Google listing.
It's like 21 or 22 reviews or something.
You're going to have what's called the knowledge panel, which is a kind of a virtual brochure for your business. And we can list other places where you do have directory listings.
And like Yelp, I've got one.
Reviews.
I got a review on Yelp too, on there. And so, maybe, I think it's Yelp, but one of them things. And if we could, then like I said, I think you can look up my thing. Like, I know it's HomeAdvisor. When I look up my business on my phone, it pops up what the HomeAdvisor does, and it shows like 21 or 22 reviews, and like all of them are like 5 stars except for like one or something too. And that's another thing. That's why I was reading through your things, and most of them were good. And it was like just a couple that were bad. And I'm in the business where I've realized that if somebody's got all, like, say, 100-something reviews, all 5 stars, something's up with that anyways, because it's hard to make everybody happy. You cannot. No, sir, you cannot. And I've learned that myself. I try. I really do. And there are just some people that I don't care what you do. It's not good enough. And so that's why I said I was going through.
I got to tell you a quick story. Because this is one of the ones that just sticks in my head. This is one of our clients that we actually were doing the website for, right?
Oh, okay.
So we got
yep.
the website. We're building it, hosting it, maintaining it, and updating it at no additional cost. So she sends us some requests. So she wants some changes to her website. She gets an automated response saying, thank you for your input. We definitely will make those changes. Those changes will be seen to in the order that they were received, meaning that we have other clients, other customers. They also want us to work on their website. They made that request before you. you know, our staff is not unlimited. We are
not just for her.
Exactly.
Yep.
So we're going to do what is right and what is fair. We're going to help the people who made a similar request.
First come, first serve.
She writes a one-star review saying, I would give them 0 stars. I paid to have my website updated. Why would I have to wait for somebody else? I'm like, wow.
Oh.
Like, where does that come into play?
Yeah.
Do you, like, go to the restaurant and say, hey, I don't care if you're in front of me. I'm here and I'm hungry. I mean, wait, what?
Yep.
Is that how you live your life, lady? That's crazy. So, yeah, I mean,
yep.
you can't please everyone all the time, right? So
no, you cannot.
But we can do right for something. And we can't do,
yes.
We can't wear the black eye for what happened with those other guys, but we can clean
yep.
up what they did wrong and fix what
yep.
they didn't do at all. Oh, Nathan, I never got your last name, sir.
Oh, it's Fincham.
Could you spell that?
Fincham. Like, kind of like Fincham.
And the last letter is M like Mike or N like Nick?
Yeah, yeah. M like Mike.
Fincham. Okay, I gotcha.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have any other questions for me, Nathan, like I said, I would do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It might be a little late to get you in at 5. It might not be, but for sure there's one available.
Well, that's
at 6.
Only thing is I couldn't do it today,
like
the call, because I'm just literally about to be leaving right now. But
I need 10 minutes of your time. I'll be as quick as I can, especially now that you've given me the heads up, and then we'll look to Monday to get your client
okay.
interview taken care of. I've got all the information that I need. The one other thing that I do need to do, and it does take about 3-4 minutes, because we're Google partners, I need to read a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is the fixed flat rate of $299, that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, that the social media, the Facebook ads are included, et cetera. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Like I said, I'll
and,
try to get
and the only thing is, I just...
Being rude.
Oh, the only thing is, too, I'm going to try to message her off my phone, but my phone's kind of cracked, my screen is. But my card, I lost it like a couple days ago, and I haven't cut it off yet because I want, just in case I find it. And I don't remember the exact numbers of it, but my ex-girlfriend, she works at my bank, and so I can have her cut my card on and send me my card number, and that way I can just, you know what I mean, give it to you like that, because I don't
okay.
have to have it on me, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
no,
but
no,
I just got to get my
that.
Numbers. I just was
the
trying to remember it. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I can't quite remember the back. I know almost all the numbers on the front, but
uh-huh.
the back, I can't remember the code. But I can. But it won't take me 2 minutes to get that.
Okay. Well, it's probably going to take me 2 minutes, even at high speed, to get through the voice verification. But I do want you to understand it. But like I said, I'll be respectful of your time. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Nathan, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
All Star Tree Care.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Nathan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Nathan Fincham, an owner and operator.
Okay. And, Mr. Fincham, as the owner and operator of All Star Tree Care, Nathan, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
On what?
The billing information, the card that you're trying to get.
Oh yeah, that's my card. Oh yeah, that's my, it's my business card.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it is a silly question, but we have to ask.
Oh yeah, no, yes, sir, it's got my name on it.
You, you didn't find some card off the street or borrow something without asking.
No.
Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure the people in your area who need your services are in fact able to call and contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Fincham, of course you would agree to that, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, no, my phone's on me. This is the only number I've got, and I've got it on me 24/7.
That's perfect, because our job is to make your phone ring. Your job is to answer your phone, talk to those people, do that quality, beautiful work.
Oh, I've learned with customers, if you don't answer that phone almost immediately,
they're calling somebody else.
Yeah,
and
yes, sir. I mean, it's crazy. Like, it's been sometimes just 20 minutes I've been working and calling back. Oh, I've just called somebody. They're on their way. And we don't need your services now. It's like, you ain't even got a price yet, but they don't even care now.
Sometimes people, they push things off until they decide, now I'm going to get it done. And, but boy, they really are on a mission at that point to make sure that things start moving forward. So, it's good that you answer your phone, and that's going to work out best for you. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, like I said, it is month to month. But the reason we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit. So we want to make sure that all the information is always accurate. We're not cannot hire somebody else, but you definitely won't need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I am applying here, with it being a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive the setup fee, so it's going to be charged today's date, the 16th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299, Mr. Fincham, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And, of course, we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis, so when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up. It is offered at will, no contract, month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, excuse me, or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or, well, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do that by just calling our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Nathan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Fincham, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then were you able to get that information that you were trying to get?
I'm trying to call her on my son's phone on the Snapchat, and So I think I'm going to have to get all, I think I'm going to have to call her. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey. Hey, do me a biggest favor. What's my card number?
No idea.
Is it still on?
No, I turned it back off.
Fuck. But I can get it cut back on though, right?
Yeah, think about the bank.
But you don't have it written down?
No, I don't have your account number.
Can I go to the account number? I need my card number.
No, I don't have that.
Oh. Does the bank got, the bank will, I can get it from them though, right? Shouldn't they be able to look that shit up in the system? What?
For security things?
What, even if I get my social and all?
I don't know.
Man, I almost fucking know it. I mean, I'm almost knowing. And I have it, I even have it in Colton's phone. I just bought that thing online with it, but freaking, it only shows me the last four. Oh, alright, well, I don't know. Now, I've got a question. Can I pay one time, with my account?
You know, if it were back when I started or a couple of years into it, I think it's been maybe 6-7 years or something like that since we stopped the processing by, like, checking account and routing number. The reason that we stopped is, I mean, it quote-unquote goes green right away, meaning that we can start working on the account.
Exactly. I told you. Oh, yes, sir.
But then, you know, 10 days later, we come to find out that there's not enough money in the account, or
mm-hmm.
there's not even an active account with that number. We've already We've already started paying for ads and spent all the time creating the directories, and then, you know, we can't get the right payment information, and, you know, sometimes they dodge us after that, but. You know, we weren't even like once bitten, twice shy. We did it many times as a favor to our clients, but then it just too many of them. You know, not all of them, of course, but I mean, even if it's just 1 out of 10 that happens, that we do all the work and never get compensated for it. It was about 6 years, maybe 7 years now, I think. Yeah, that we stopped taking, routing numbers, so it does have to be credit or debit. It could be any card though, and you can always update or change it next month, and it would just be for that flat rate of $2.99.
Yeah, I don't. That's the only card I've got right now. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to do something. I'm getting on my Amazon account and seeing if I can find it on here. But like I said, the card numbers, I haven't cut it off yet, just in case I found it. And, I have to, go to the bank and have to cut it on. Because, since I lost it, I had my ex, she just cut it off for me. And then that way, if I found it, she could just cut it back on for me. And
right.
I forgot. So I would literally have to run. I tell you what I can do. I can run to the bank real quick and either have them cut that card on and tell me my card number, or they can give me a new card. Because at my bank, they can literally, it just takes them no time to give me, like
okay.
they do something. And so let me do that. Let me either, and because and now what time do y'all close?
I'll be here for probably another hour and a half.
Okay, well, that's fine because, all right, perfect. I will give you a call back here, and is this a number that I can call you at?
Yeah, that number's going to be perfect. It's going to route through one of my mapping coordinators, and they'll just let me know and transfer the call over.
Okay. Hold on, she might have. I told her I don't need that. Never mind, I'm sorry. That was my ex. She sent me my routing number and my account number. But
right.
I already know that stuff. But okay,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to run to the bank right now, and then
okay.
I will give you a call. Is there any extension, anything like that?
If you dial the number that you see on the caller ID, it's going to ring straight through to one of my map
coordinators.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk to you in just a bit here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Okay.